Family, friends, and former teammates and colleagues are paying tribute to Jim Bunning. The former U.S. Senator, Congressman, and Baseball Hall of Famer died Friday night. As Rick Howlett of member station WFPL reports, Bunning had suffered a stroke in October at his home in Southgate, Kentucky. He was 85.
Jim Bunning walks around behind the mound, restless, unable to stay still.
By the time Jim Bunning decided to enter politics, he already had a distinguished baseball career behind him. Bunning pitched for four teams during his 17-year career, mainly for Detroit and Philadelphia. He's still the only pitcher to throw no-hitters in both the National and American leagues. The second one, on Father's Day 1964, was a perfect game as Bunning's Phillies blanked the New York Mets.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out. It's a perfect game. The Phillies race out of the dugout, and they grab Jim Bunning.
Jim Bunning played baseball at a time when players' salaries were not enough to make ends meet year-round, prompting him to find work in the financial sector during the offseason. It became a full-time pursuit when his baseball career ended in 1971, but it wasn't long before Bunning, a Republican, began what would become an even longer political career. First, Bunning became a city councilman in his native northern Kentucky town of Southgate, then moved on to the Kentucky Senate. In 1986, Bunning was elected to the first of six terms representing Kentucky's 4th Congressional District on Capitol Hill. Then, with the retirement of U.S. Senator Wendell Ford in 1998, Bunning pulled off the first of two narrow victories for that seat. In his Hall of Fame induction speech in 1996, Bunning said baseball prepared him well for the rough-and-tumble world of politics.
I developed a thick skin. If you've ever been booed by 40,000 people at one time, you know what I mean.
Bunning's hard-nosed political style and fiscal conservatism combined to produce some showdowns with officials in the opposing party, like this exchange about the recession with new Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner in 2009.
We've been in office 6 weeks. In that period of time,
no, but you, have, excuse
but
me.
I just want to say this.
But
let me explain what
don't,
we've done.
No, I'm not going to let you do that. Because you were part of the problem.
Later, Bunning came under the glare of the national spotlight by being the lone opponent of a measure that would extend unemployment benefits to millions of people, many of them left jobless by the recession. Bunning wanted the extension paid for up front instead of adding to the national debt.
I don't think it's fair to do what you are proposing to do, Senator from Illinois. And I'll be here as long as you're here and as long as all those other senators are here. And I'm going to object every time.
Bunning eventually stopped objecting after the Senate put his proposal up for a vote. It was defeated. During his political career, the sometimes irascible Bunning also had some memorable run-ins with the media, some of them during conference calls with reporters.
Senator, this is Tom Loftus of the Courier-Journal.
Whoopee.
I am curious about...
Faced with declining poll numbers and campaign fundraising struggles, Bunning announced in 2010 that he would not seek a third term in the Senate and threw his support to his eventual successor, Rand Paul.
Madam President.
The senator from Kentucky.
Thank the senator.
Later, he delivered his farewell address on the Senate floor.
Words cannot express my gratitude to the people of Kentucky for giving me the distinct honor of serving them for 12 years in the House of Representatives and 12 years in the U.S. Senate.
Bunning survivors include his wife, Mary, their 9 children, and numerous grandchildren. I'm Rick Howlett in Louisville.